So I am going to call our BCPL meeting to order today. Happy Fat Tuesday. And I don't know if any we have any other fellow people of Polish descent, but happy Ponchki Day. You should have gotten the packet Friday. But just going through our agenda, the first item is approving the minutes. I move to approve the minutes.
I second.
Any flags? Right, see none.
Not for me.
Great. All those in favor of approving the minutes, say aye. Aye, Sarah.
Aye, Josh.
The minutes are approved. We have moving on to the loans. We just have one loan today. It's a refinance loan for, I believe, it's $1 million. I move to approve the loan for today.
I second.
Rich, anything you want to share with us that we should consider before we move to?
Sarah. The Village of Cottage Grove is refinancing the final payment on a taxable bond issue. I'm extending it by 5 years at a lower interest rate. So they didn't want to pay it off right away, but they did have room to extend it, and we had good rates, and so they went with us.
Do you know, Rich, what the rate change was for them, just out of curiosity?
Originally, it was 3.25% for this final payment.
Okay. Great. Any questions for Rich? Seeing none, I move to approve the loan. We said that. So, aye, Sarah.
Hey, we're voting in favor of the loan.
We are, Josh. Yep.
Okay, aye, Josh.
Great. Loan has been approved. And there is no old business, no new business. We'll move straight to officer reports.
I have nothing for today, Sarah.
Thanks, Rich. Tom.
I'll keep it really short. With the pandemic receding and the restrictions relaxing a bit, BCPL will be attending more in-person events in the next couple of months. As we talked about previously, the Wisconsin Educational Media and Technology Association is meeting next week, and we'll be attending that. The county treasurers will be meeting, and we will be attending with State Treasurer Sarah Gottlewski. We will be attending the Municipal Treasurers of Wisconsin event in La Crosse, and a few more in the upcoming weeks. So we look forward to being able to connect with our stakeholders in a way that we haven't been able to for a while. And we are still working on our request for proposals for carbon credits, but we expect to have the work finished up on that sometime in the next couple weeks. Looking forward to that. And that's all I have for today.
All right. Thank you, Tom. Josh, any questions for Tom?
Nope, thanks, Tom.
I will also keep my report brief. As Tom mentioned, we are looking forward to the WMTA conference this week. In addition to, I will be there presenting our largest distribution in the fund's history, which will be very exciting. We are rolling out with DPI, what does the Common School Fund do? Kind of cartoon video that is just Jill, the superintendent of public instruction, and I just sharing about the importance of the Common School Fund and the benefit it has provided for our public schools. So we will be rolling that out next week, as well as just kind of an overall press statement about how proud we are of the performance of the fund and the difference it can make with our public schools. So that is going to be happening, and we'll keep the commissioners posted on that. And then the only other thing, just to make sure we include on the agenda for next week, is I know that the executive secretary was going to share an update on the overall goals and performance. And so we'll make sure that's on the agenda for next week's or next time we meet as well. But that's all I have on my end. Is there any other agenda items that people would like to include for an upcoming meeting? All right, seeing none, I move to adjourn this meeting.
I second.
All right, it's been moved and seconded. All those in favor say aye. Aye, Sarah.
Aye, Josh.
Our meeting's adjourned. Thanks, everybody, and have a good week.
Have a good week, everyone.
Take care. Bye-bye.